Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. I try to do this rarely, but every once in a while I come across a reading in a book that I'm reading that's just too good not to share. And I don't want to just parrot other people's ideas, but this was so helpful for me, and I thought I might just read. This is from the book Everyone's a Theologian by R.C. Sproul. And it's on a chapter called The Will of God. And we are, all of us, at various seasons of our lives, desperate to know what the will of God is for us. And I thought this chapter was very helpful. So I wanted to read some sections from it for you. One aspect of the will of God is his decretive will, which refers to the fact that God sovereignly brings to pass whatsoever he wills. Sometimes this is called the absolute will of God, the sovereign will of God, or the efficacious will of God. When God decrees sovereignly that something should come to pass, it must indeed come to pass. Another way to speak of this is the determined forecounsel of God. There is also the perceptive will of God. Whereas the decretive will of God cannot be resisted, we not only can resist the perceptive will of God, but we do resist it all the time. The perceptive will of God refers to God's law, to his commandments. When people ask me how they can know the will of God for their lives, I ask them which will they are talking about, the hidden decretive will of God or the perceptive will of God. If they are talking about the hidden will of God, they must understand that it is hidden. Most of those who ask the question are struggling with what to do in particular situations. When I am asked about God's will in such cases, I reply that I cannot read God's mind. However, I can read God's word, which gives me his revealed will, and learning and conforming to that will is enough of a task to last me a lifetime. John Calvin said that when God closes his holy mouth, let us also stop the way, that we may go no further. Translating that into modern nomenclature, we would say the hidden will of God is none of our business. That is why it is hidden. It is indeed a virtue to desire to know what God wants you to do. He has a secret plan for your life that is absolutely none of your business. But he may lead you and direct your paths. So there is nothing wrong with seeking the illumination of the Holy Spirit or the leading of God in our lives. And that is usually what people are concerned with when they ask about God's will. What does the Bible say about God's leading? It says that if we acknowledge God in all our ways, he will direct our paths, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. If we are encouraged by Scripture to learn the will of God for our lives, and we do so by focusing our attention not on the decretive will of God, but on the perceptive will of God. If you want to know God's will for your life, the Bible tells it to you. This is the will of God, your sanctification. So when people wonder whether to take a job in Cleveland or in San Francisco, or whether to marry Jane or Martha, they should study closely the perceptive will of God. They should study the law of God to learn the principles by which they are to live their lives from day to day. If you want to know which job to take, you have to master the principles. As you do, you will discover that it is God's will that you make a sober analysis of your gifts and talents. Then you are to consider whether a particular job is in keeping with your gifts, or if it is not, you should not accept it. In that case, the will of God is that you look for a different job. The will of God is also that you match your vocation, your calling, with a job opportunity, and that requires a lot more work than using a Ouija board. It means applying the law of God to all the various things in life. When it comes to deciding whom to marry, you look at everything Scripture says with respect to God's blessing on marriage. Having done that, you might discover that there are several prospects who meet the biblical requirements. So which one do you marry? The answer to that is easy, whichever one you want to marry, as long as the one you choose falls within the parameters of the perceptive will of God. You have complete liberty to act according to whatever pleases you, and you do not need to lose any sleep wondering whether you are outside the hidden or decretive will of God. First, you cannot be outside the decretive will of God. Second, the only way you're going to know the hidden will of God for you today is to wait until tomorrow. And tomorrow will make it clear to you because you can look back on the past and know that whatever happened in the past is the outworking of the hidden will of God. In other words, we only know God's hidden will after the fact. We usually want to know the will of God in terms of the future, whereas the emphasis in Scripture is on the will of God for us in the present. And that has to do with His commandments. As I said earlier, many people ask me how they can know the will of God for their lives, but rarely does anyone ask me how he can know the law of God. People do not ask because they know how to understand the law of God. They find it in the Bible. They can study the law of God in order to know it. The more difficult question is how we can do the law of God. Some are concerned about that, but not too many. Most people who inquire about the will of God are seeking knowledge of the future, which is closed. If you want to know the will of God in terms of what God authorizes, what God is pleased with, and what God will bless you for, again, the answer is found in His perceptive will, the law, which is clear. Thank you, God, that we do not have to know what the future holds, to know that we can trust you and your plans for our life, God. So help us to become students of your word, to find your character there, to find wisdom there, to find your prescriptions, your precepts for our life, and to live them out, God, for your glory and for our good. And God, help us to trust the ends to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.